This podcast is entirely listener-supported. To find out how you can help, head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. I'm just thinking about all the things I have to organize.
Oh, man.
Like, all of them. You ever start thinking about the important things you literally have to organize in your life, and then because your brain is in that mode, it just starts unpacking every other thing you have to organize down to the tiniest minutia?
No.
Like, I'm... This is We Have Concerns. Hello, concerned citizens. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
I guess I'm just insane again.
Oh, man. Talk about insane. Have I got a story for you? This is actually sent in to us by Doug Colavito, sent in to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com. This is craziness. I'd never heard this before.
Okay.
So evidently there's this article on Wired about beavers.
Yeah.
Through medieval times, beavers were thought to be creatures that when they were cornered and hunted and thought to be in danger, and thought to be the only thing they could do to get out of danger, they would turn, look you dead in the eye, lift up their leg, and then chew off their own testicles and throw them at you.
It's a natural response.
It's just something that you had
much
experience
with.
Think about this.
You're chasing somebody down.
Uh-huh.
You're coming after them.
Yep.
They gnaw off their own testicles and throw them at you. Are you chasing them anymore?
I am not going to mess with them.
Reasonable assumption.
It's like that scene in the action movie where they're fighting with swords and then the badass guy takes the hand of the other guy with the sword in it and just pulls it into himself.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck you. Just, you want to stab me? I'll make you stab me and then I'll cut you in the face. That's like that, right? It's like that move.
That's the dumbest scene in every movie that has that scene.
They have that a lot, right?
It's like in every scene where, like, the guy stabs him and the guy looks at him and goes, oh, well, I'll just walk deeper onto your blade.
Yeah.
No one does that.
Beavers do that. With their nuts.
So medieval times is entirely based on what you see with your eyes and the first thing you can think of that supports what you're seeing with your eyes. That is why in medieval times they thought that meat gave birth to maggots.
Right.
Like, maggots didn't exist until there was meat lying around.
Exactly. Because 1 + 1 = 2.
You never see maggots unless there's rotten meat around.
Right. Therefore, QED, ipso facto.
Dead flesh transmogrifies into maggots.
I don't know what part of science you don't understand.
Listen, I know that you are the town elder and what you say goes.
Yes.
I get that. How does the meat turn into maggots?
Allow me to demonstrate. If I place this meat here, meat has been placed here 3 nights ago in hot, steamy conditions. When I placed this meat here, there were no maggots. Look closely. Feel free to use my spying glass.
Now, 3 days ago, I wasn't in this room.
Yes.
But I'm in this room now. Did this room give birth to me?
Well, clearly you walked through the door, son. It's obvious. I don't understand.
Oh, that's true. You did see me walk through the door.
You saw me walk through the door.
Yeah.
Did you see little doors open up inside the meat and let the maggots out? No, you did not.
No.
That's the science.
I don't think maggots can even build doors.
No, of course not. They need little hands. They don't have hands. Look at them. Just little wormy things.
Well, you're right. I guess attach all those leeches to me now. Medieval times. The best time to be alive. Would you rather be a caveman or somebody in medieval Europe?
Yeah, in the
Dark Ages.
The Dark Ages.
Would you rather be a caveman or in the Dark Ages?
Man. Well, I'm basing all of the knowledge I have about cavemen on The Croods.
Sure.
So it seems
fantastic
movie. Seems like a blast.
Oscar-winning film.
Yeah.
So based on that, it's basically
it would be a real romp.
It's a voyage of self-discovery.
Yeah.
And understanding family. So,
and befriending saber-toothed tigers.
Maybe.
And,
we don't know.
I don't know.
Seems like maybe that happened in the movie.
Maybe I'd ride a woolly mammoth around.
Could be. You're right. Clearly, you got to be a caveman.
Yeah. I think clearly. I'm going caveman.
What is the worst? What if you woke up tomorrow?
Yeah.
And you said, "Oh no, this is the worst time in history that I could ever wake up and live in." What would it be? Like some sort of horrible curse befalls you,
right?
And you open your eyes and you're in the worst place in history for Jeff Cannata. What is it?
Wild West.
Yeah.
Wild West is terrible.
It's awful.
It's dusty. You don't get to shower or bathe ever.
It's like my morning jog, but it never ends.
Yeah.
Because it is. I'm just like physical exertion in the heat. There's nothing comforting to go to. And you're surrounded by just athletic dudes who are just better at being outdoors than you.
I sweat a lot.
Yeah, me too.
And the clothes you have to wear in that environment, not conducive.
I just don't understand people who don't sweat.
I don't either. Honestly.
Like, there are people who just don't seem to sweat.
I know. Much. You see the guy that's walking down the street in Los Angeles in a 90-degree day with a parka on? Why would you do that to yourself?
Like, yeah, he's like cool guy with like a lot of product in his hair and like one of those cool cardigans that has like the teacher collar.
Yeah.
And it's 97 degrees and he just looks like perfectly put together. Well,
what about the guy? Here's this guy. The guy that I'm in my car, right?
Yeah.
And he's running to the bus to get to the bus and he's in full collared suit with a tie.
Maybe a vest. Maybe it's three piece.
And he looks, and it's really tight, slim cut.
Yeah.
And gripping his masculine body.
Yeah.
And I mean, he looks fantastic. Let's just be honest, he looks amazing.
That guy's wearing that
suit.
How
is he not sweating?
I don't know. And he gets on the bus and he's not even hyperventilating.
Not even winded. And there's no, if I did that, if I picked up even half a step of speed, I would be pit stains, flop sweat.
I'm thinking about buying a Rascal scooter. You don't have to have a medical condition to buy a Rascal scooter. They'll just sell one to you.
Yeah, it's true.
I could just have one.
I think that's a dangerous precedent to set.
Is it?
Yeah, it really is. There's no turning back from that.
Why would I want to turn back?
It's the turning radius along the. There's no turning back.
There's no
even seated on the Rascal.
It takes
scooter.
About three lanes to turn around in a Rascal scooter. But there, that is your dad joke for this episode.
Thank you, I appreciate
and
that.
And you have no more. Well, may God have mercy on your soul.
That was a good one. I thought that was decent.
Why did they think in medieval times that beavers were throwing their testicles?
First of all, I want to point out that the best part of this article, you should check out the link by going to wehaveconcerns.com. It's in our show notes. The best thing is the pictures of the medieval bestiaries where they show drawings to illustrate the point of the beaver like full-on chomping down on his own nuts. Full-on just teeth. Anyway, so evidently what happens. And then so in the, I guess, the 17th century – some guy came along and went, guess what, folks? Beavers don't have external testicles. The testicles are internal. So there's no way that the beaver can be castrating itself.
So why did they think the beaver was castrating itself?
Well, evidently there's a gland on the beaver. Well, maybe it's not even referred to as a gland. But there is a sac of these castoreum that contains castor oil. And the beaver, part of what it does is it spreads this oil, this scent.
Is all castor oil from beavers?
No, I don't think it's castor oil, but castoreum.
Okay.
And hunters prized them because it smelled like vanilla. And guess what?
Just grow vanilla!
Well,
why do you have to chase down a beaver?
And yeah, that's a good question.
You just grow it, man. It's just vanilla. It's a fucking plant.
Maybe it's hard to get vanilla seeds this time of year. Maybe beavers are easier to...
If you have a vanilla plant, you have everything you need to make another vanilla plant.
That's true. But if you have a whole bunch of beavers in your neighborhood, all I would like to add to this is that the article also points out...
looked like testicles?
Evidently. It's a little sack of this oil, and beavers would rub it on stuff, and hunters smelled that and was like, this smells really good. Let's get some of that. And they thought that the beavers were trying to castrate themselves in order to get away, to get rid of the stuff that the hunters wanted so
badly.
So
it was really just, they were just throwing a glob of oil.
Yes.
And the hunters were just like, well, that must be testicles.
Must be their nuts, because it kind of looks like nuts.
God damn it, the dark
people
ages.
People are dumb.
The Middle Ages were stupid.
But even crazier than that, even thinking they were nuts because they smelled like vanilla, they put them in their food, man. They put them in their food. They started cooking. Instead of vanilla, they started using the oil from the nut sack.
See, that's
what
only
they thought
gross.
Were nut sack.
That's only gross if you think it's testicles. If you think it's if you think it's testicle soup, that's a little weird. That's a little weird. They're very like, I don't do what is it called? Rocky Mountain oysters.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah. Like that sort of stuff. It's weird if it's testicles, I guess, but knowing that it's just an oil, that's not too bad.
Well, the article also
points
out...
But they thought it was testicles.
The article also points out that people still use it today.
Oh, really?
They still put it in food today.
Why don't they just use vanilla extract?
You know, vanilla is this time of year, it's
You're still farming oil from beavers, which can't... There can't be as much beaver oil as there are vanilla plants in the world. You're just... Growing vanilla.
I don't disagree with you. It seems easier to grow vanilla than it is to harvest.
It seems crazy.
The external nutsack of a beaver.
It's like some medieval hunter was just like, why grow a garden? That's stupid. That's stupid.
I'm a hunter, not a gatherer, motherfucker.
Gatherings for women. Gatherings for ladies. Oh, would you make vanilla? My vanilla could bite me. I could go out and try to get my vanilla, and it's danger vanilla. My vanilla is better than yours. Would you pick a plant?
I picked a whole bunch of them. We could cook with them right now. It's really
be a man.
Oh.
Be a man, Joffrey. Why don't you come out hunting with us?
You know, I got a nice little garden. The weird thing is
you are so lame.
The weird thing is what you guys are using for potatoes, because I have perfectly good potatoes right here.
What is the problem? You kill an elk.
Yeah.
You reach up into its anus.
Uh-huh. I know.
But and you pull out a potato. It's an elk potato. Yeah. It's a danger potato that comes from the work of a man.
Right. It.
Think about it, Joff.
They smell awful, I'll be honest with you. And the potatoes that come out of the ground, so easy to grow. They'll grow anywhere.
Cool girl potatoes, girl.
In blind taste tests,
yeah,
the village prefers... the vegetable food to the danger food.
Oh, elk potatoes don't taste like potatoes.
No, they don't. They taste a lot like ass.
Yeah, but they look kind of like potatoes. And you know what? Could have killed me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could have killed me.
I kind of wish it had.
Did that potato ever come out of the ground at you?
No, never once. Not once.
Because you're a girl. Joff's a girl.
God, I hate the Middle Ages. So let me ask you this question. Beaver removing the one thing you want from it by itself, chewing off its own thing and throwing it at you to get away.
It's giving the beaver a lot of credit.
Brilliant?
Yeah.
Or stupid?
Depends on if the beaver's already started a family. Right? Like if the beaver already has a couple kids, it's basically like a beaver giving itself its own beaver vasectomy and saving its own life and staying around for the family, right? Like... you're probably going to want to have your beaver testicles removed anyway. Like, we're assuming that these beavers have the presence of mind to know what's going on, right? So, yeah, eventually, as you get older, you know, you've planned for your financial future. You don't want any, like, beaver surprises.
Oh, Carl, you're home. Oh, my God, what's happened to you? You look terrible.
Well, I've lost a lot of blood. A lot of blood.
I'll keep the kids out of this room.
Yeah, I'm just going to sit down.
Oh, you look awful. Carl, I'm fine.
I'm going to, you know, tomorrow morning, I'm going to be fine to go out and just look at those dams and make sure that nothing's leaking. But
Carl,
I just need to rest right now.
Carl, you still have your testicles.
Yeah, I mean, like...
we're done having a family, Carl. You could have gotten away easily.
No, I know. I just, he was shooting at me with a crossbow, and he came at me with a big knife. And he stabbed me once. And I was thinking about it.
We've talked about this. We're done.
No.
We're done having kids.
Listen to me, Lisa. I was thinking about it and I was like, why would I gnaw off my own testicles? That seems stupid.
I just think it kills two birds with one stone. You know, we get...
there's no guarantee that I'm going to cut off my testicles and live.
Well, the odds are better. You heard about Barney and he had a fantastic... luck doing that, and they're very happy. They have three wonderful little ones. Barney has
an infection that won't go away.
Well, yes, of course, but that's just because he has bad dental hygiene.
But like a lot of those abscesses seem to start from his crotch, and I know that the tenet of science is if you see it,
yes, we went
it
over
causes
this.
It. We I went get over this. That. And obviously he has bad teeth, but like at the same time, he bit off his own testicles, and I feel like that can't be healthy.
I'm just saying, if I had married Barney, he would have done what was
Oh, here it is. This is what it's really about.
I'm just saying, if he had...
This is what it's really about.
He's a man who would do what's right for his own family.
Why don't you go have a family with Barney then? Oh, you can't. Because he's got infected non-testicles.
Well, I'm saying, let me patch you up.
Thank you. We want to use nothing but mud and piss for that. So we're sure that it heals.
Yes, I know the science just as well as you do, honey.
To give the beaver that kind of credit, that's a lot of credit to give a beaver.
I guess, but is it a brilliant move?
Yeah,
especially
if it
grows back. I don't know, maybe those little sacks grow back. I don't know.
Well, no.
I don't know much about beavers.
But the hunters don't think that. So that's what I'm saying is the hunter is giving this beaver a lot of credit. The beaver knows that after we kill it, stories have passed through beaver society that once a beaver is killed, we use their testicles.
What if they didn't kill
it?
What if they just castrated all the
one beaver got it. They catch and release?
They only want the nuts. Maybe they just cut off the nuts and then there's this whole like choir of beavers who could sing the high notes and they all hung out with
beaver?
Yes. They all
a
hung out with
a unit castrato beaver.
And they're all like, you don't want to. They composed a song, you know? You don't want to get killed. All you gotta do is cut off your nuts. That's probably how it, you know, like Homer, they passed down the story generation to generation by singing it falsetto style.
It's a beaver oral tradition.
Yeah. Don't you? This is all plausible.
This is all stuff that... What we're doing now is we're not explaining why these hunters thought this, because none of this makes sense.
Right.
And if you thought beavers were that smart, I don't know, why wouldn't you try to just like have a discussion with a beaver? I think once you think that a beaver is so smart that it understands your plans, like you may want to talk to a beaver.
Well, you know what I would do is I would start just taking the tails from beaver to see if it would then chew off its own tail. Like, maybe we should just take another part for a while.
But this is the thing. Not very, not a lot of scientific method.
No.
In the
no control
medieval
studies.
Times. Yeah, they were just kind of like, if we see it, it's true.
Yeah.
And we don't question it because God.
And sometimes if we don't see it, it's still true.
It's still true because God.
And beaver.
I don't know. Yeah, medieval times. I would like to know. So everybody listening, what if they could, because the medieval times, the Dark Ages particularly, are my fearful time, my fearful curse time.
Oh, like that's the one time you wouldn't want to live in?
Oh, I would not want to live in that time.
You would probably be stoned as a heretic.
Or a Jew.
Well, that too.
That's a bad one.
That's bad.
They don't like that. And left-handed.
I got bad news for you. There's a lot of times where being a Jew ain't so hot as far as personal safety.
What would be the worst time for you guys to wake up in all of human history? What would be the curse?
Yeah. I have a feeling any time where I have to go to work in the morning. Anytime my alarm goes off. Is
Mondays, am I right, everybody? You can tweet those to us. I'm at @acarbone.
I'm at Jeff Cannata. And thanks so much to Doug Colavino for sending this one. And you can send in your stories by sending them to our Gmail account. We have concernshow@gmail.com.